This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 402 for Tuesday, May 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market was higher coming out of the Victoria Day long weekend despite weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all down on Tuesday. Crude oil was also lower as traders turned their focus to next month's OPEC meeting. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Australia's canola crop is expected to slightly decline this year due to dryness, while Ukraine's rapeseed crop will total at least 4.1 million tons despite recent frost damage. The July canola contract was up $4.10 per ton at $665.20. After broad rallies at the Chicago Board of Trade on Monday, corn and soybeans were in decline today while wheat was steady to higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that the country's corn crop was 70% planted as of May 19th, 21 points more than last week and 1 point ahead of the five-year average. Emergence was 1 point above average at 40%. Iowa and Wisconsin are expected to see storms and rain showers today. 1.21 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the weekend of May 16th, according to the USDA, up 20.5% from last week. Cumulative exports this marketing year are 35.21 million tons, up 28.6% from last year. China imported 1.18 million tons of corn in April. The July corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.58. U.S. soybeans were 52% planted, up 17 points from the previous week and 3 points above average. Also, 26% of the crop has emerged, 5 points above average. A marketing year low of 184,128 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export last week, with cumulative exports now totaling 39.75 million tons, down 17.6% from last year. China imported 8.57 million tons of soybeans in April, mostly from Brazil. The July soybean contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.36. Spring wheat planting in the U.S. was 79% complete, 14 points above average, with emergence 10 points above average at 43%. 69% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was headed, 12 points above average, while conditions declined 1 point at 49% good to excellent. Only 205,612 tons of U.S. wheat were exported last week, with the cumulative total now at 17.87 million tons, down 6.8% from last year. China imported 6.24 million tons of wheat in April, up 3.4% from last year. ICAR cut its Russian wheat production forecast by 2.5 million tons at 83.5 million. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.98. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.02. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.39. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.